Welcome to the Well-Being Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word. I am MBA. We're reading from the Modern English Version, Health Scriptures. Amos 5, verse 5 and verse 6. But do not seek Bethel, and do not enter into Gilgal, or cross over to Beersheba, for Gilgal will surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall be no more. Seek the Lord and live, and he will break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and to devour Bethel with no one to quench it. Isaiah 40, verse 29 and verse 31. He gives power to the faint, and those who have no might, he increases strength. Psalm 107, 17 and 19 to 21. Some were fools because of their transgressions, and because of their iniquities they were afflicted. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Let them praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to his people. Isaiah 53, 4-5. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Jeremiah 17, 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. Matthew 21, 21-22. Jesus answered them, truly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also, if you say to this mountain, be removed and be thrown into the sea, it will be done. And whatever you ask in prayer, if you believe, you will receive. Wealth Scriptures, Malachi 3, 10-12. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that it will not destroy the fruits of your ground, and the vines in your field will not fail to bear fruit, says the Lord of hosts. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Proverbs 10, 22. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Deuteronomy 28, 1-8. Now it will be, if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments which I am commanding you today, then the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. If you listen to the voice of the Lord your God, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Your offspring will be blessed, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your livestock, and the increase of your herd, and the flocks of your sheep, your basket and your kneading bowl will be blessed. You'll be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way, and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command a blessing on you in your barns, and in all that you set your hands to. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Joshua 1, verse 5, 7-8. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. as I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not abandon you. I will not leave you. Be strong and very courageous in order to act carefully in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn aside from it to the right or to the left, so that you may succeed wherever you go. This book of the law must not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may act carefully according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way successful, and you will be wise. 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5. And he sought after God in the days of Zechariah, the one who instructed him in the fear of the Lord. And in the days that he sought after the Lord, God caused him to succeed. Psalm 37, 3-11. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and practice faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. He'll bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of those who prosper in their way, because of those who make wicked schemes. Let go of anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It surely leads to evil deeds. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked will not be. You will look diligently for their place, and it will not be. For the meek will inherit the earth, and will delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Psalm 92, 12 to 15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be filled with vitality and foliage to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Proverbs 28, 27. He who gives to the poor will not lack, for he who hides his eyes will have many acres. Titus 3, verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you constantly to affirm, so that those who have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to everyone. Hebrews 11, 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, be another. Galatians 3, 13 to 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Psalm 5, verse 4. For you are not a God who has pleasure in wickedness, nor will evil dwell with you. Psalm 5, verse 12. For you, Lord, will bless the righteous. You will surround him with favor like a shield. Well, be in order. Galatians 3, 13 to 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Psalm 5, verse 4. For you are not a God who has pleasure in wickedness, nor will evil dwell with you. John 15, 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you ask whatever you desire, and it shall be done for you.
Thank you for your time today. I'll see you again tomorrow. Whatever in scriptures for today. God bless you.